Let's mix up something delicious. It's time for the Drink of the Week, presented by Heritage Distilling Company. Here's Brian and Heritage Distilling's Justin Stiefel.
Hey, let's mix something up with Justin Stiefel. We're at company headquarters in Gig Harbor, Washington. What is the Heritage Drink of the Week?
Well, spring is around the corner, we hope. We're on the cusp of it, right? Lavender lemon drop.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
What's the ingredient list?
All those fresh lavender fields up in Squim and the peninsula will be coming into harvest in several weeks. So
now you got my mind wandering.
We're getting ahead of it, right? So in a shaker with ice, 2 ounces of our lavender-flavored vodka. At Heritage Distilling, we make an amazing lavender-flavored vodka.
Can I ask, what does lavender taste like?
It tastes like lavender.
Thank you.
If you don't do lavender properly, it tastes like soap.
Oh.
And so the fact that we can make an amazing lavender-flavored vodka that tastes beautiful and not like soap is a good thing.
All right, so we need the lavender vodka.
2 ounces of lavender vodka, 1 tablespoon of super fine sugar, the fine powdered sugar, confectioner sugar, 3/4 ounce of lemon juice. So in a shaker with ice, shake this very hard. Shake it long enough so that you can barely hold on to the shaker because your hands are so cold. Put it into a glass, like a martini goblet, that has been already sugar rimmed. Okay, get it wet and put a little that powdered sugar on there, and then put a long lemon twist in it.
And that's the lavender lemon drop.
It's beautiful, and the fresh lemon juice is better than using lemonade, and it's like a lemon drop, but the color turns a beautiful shade of purplish yellow, and it the better looking the glass you use, the more appealing the cocktail appears to your guests.
That's the Drink of the Week, presented by Heritage Distilling Company, America's most awarded craft distillery. Find, buy, and ship Heritage products through their website, heritagedistilling.com.